Well, the contrast couldn't be more stark over the border in Victoria and South Australia, where lockdowns will lift at midnight tonight. Retail and hospitality will open with some restrictions, and schools will return to face-to-face learning. Mask rules will remain in place, though, for some time. But Victoria's border rules with New South Wales will tighten again. Emily Burke reports.
Despite 10 new cases of COVID in the state, none of them were in the community while infectious. And so the Premier announced Victorians would be out of the toughest rules of lockdown number 5 at midnight tonight.
We have seen off 2 Delta outbreaks. I don't think there's a jurisdiction in the world that has been able to achieve that, and every Victorian should be proud of that. But we can't be triumphant about this. This is with us still.
Travel limits will go, and so too the reasons to leave home. But home visits themselves are still off. Masks remain mandatory indoors and outdoors for now, but community sport can resume, along with face-to-face learning for all students.
These are bigger steps than we've taken coming out of a lockdown previously. They're not everything. They can't be everything. We can't pretend that this is over.
There's some relief for business. Retail, personal care services, live music and gyms, pubs, restaurants and cafes will be open again for indoor dining with density limits. But it's a nervous time.
To be honest, we don't know how we feel because the time we open up, we close up again. So there's no feeling anymore. We lost the feeling.
Narelle and George run a Lebanese cafe in Melbourne's northern suburbs.
The time you think, yes, open up, we get a couple of regular customers, then we lose them again.
The reopening, that's something we're really looking forward to it. But the big question for how long we can open. What is the whole point of that?
Will you keep going?
I'm going to keep going, for sure. Every single person in Australia should keep going.
The Victorian Premier is hoping to avoid another incursion from the north by toughening the border. Wagga, Hay, Lockhart and Murrumbidgee councils will no longer be included in the border bubble. And he's reflected on Victoria's second wave in calling on New South Wales to introduce tougher measures.
It is from a place of sorrow and a place of the wisdom that comes from that tragedy that we have called for these things. A ring of steel will work. The New South Wales government have a different view. I would respectfully say to the New South Wales government, you're not just making decisions for New South Wales. You're making decisions for the whole country.
Good news too in South Australia, where no new cases means the statewide 7-day lockdown will be rolled back at midnight tonight. Masks will be mandatory in some high-risk settings like healthcare and supermarkets. Masks are also recommended in common areas of workplaces. And high school students will be required to wear a mask when they get back to the classroom tomorrow. The Premier, Stephen Marshall.
I'm reliably informed 90 pallets of face masks are going to schools across, with 12 trucks delivering them today right across our secondary schools.
Church services can resume this weekend, but singing isn't allowed. Sport training can return tomorrow, with competition to restart the weekend after next. But the Premier is keenly watching developments on his border.
We do have a large number of South Australians who are stranded in New South Wales. We have a huge number of applications for people to return. We are trying to get through those in a prioritised way, but the risk of people coming in from New South Wales is actually higher than people coming in from overseas at the moment. So we do need to do this in a very careful and considered and prudent way, because we don't want to be putting our entire state back into lockdown.
That's the South Australian Premier, Stephen Marshall. Emily Burke with that report.